Rebels podcast.
Hello, friends.
It's been so long.
I'm here with my co-host, the great and powerful James Passmore. How are you, James?
Hail to me. I'm good. Yeah, it's been so long. It's been two weeks.
Well, welcome home.
3 weeks. Yeah, thank you.
You got taller.
Thank you.
Where were you?
I actually don't know. It was very dark and
yeah?
gloomy.
Were you abducted by aliens like Tito?
It smelled bad, and I was probed quite a bit. Yeah, it was a summer camp. It was a summer camp called Canyon Creek Summer Camp. It was awesome.
To be clear, there was no probing.
There was no probing. There was no alien abduction. No gloomy darkness. That was a bit.
So we have an action-packed show. We're going to get into that. You can talk about camp. But we also have some water here today, James. And a special new co-host.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about the waters first or the co-host first?
Well, let's talk about the waters.
Okay.
So we have Sokosani sparkling, right?
Yep. It's been on the podcast many times. It's one of our favorites.
Something I've been looking forward to for so long. Finally get to try it. Sokosani still.
Sokosani still water.
Woo! Woo! I'm so happy. I've been thinking about it for so long. Finally get to try it. Let's see. It's just... I love the packaging they do, by the way. It's so beautiful.
I wish it wasn't in plastic bottles.
I wish it was in glass as well, but, like, look at that label. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's, like, a water drop, and then their logo that is in a really nice blue font, and then it's, like, mosaics in the water drop. It's amazing.
So what's the story of Sokosani, James?
It's in the... one of the highest volcanoes in the Peruvian Andes Mountains. And then, let me see. Can I find where...
It's a high mineral content water. Very high mineral
content. Very high mineral content water. It comes from one of the highest volcanoes in the Peruvian Andes. It's volcanic origin 20,000 feet. So
yeah, and with all these minerals, it really supports health and wellness. It's good for you.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it goes on quite a journey before it's bottled.
So. Yeah, it's bottled at the source too, though, right?
Uh huh.
And it's 25% recycled plastic, so that's good, I guess.
Yeah.
20,000 feet volcanic origin. Wow. And the still water has a silver medal. Crystal Taste Award.
I think this has the same.
The sparkling has a silver medal as well.
Yeah. All right, perfect. So, which one do you want to...
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm very thirsty. Yeah. We just went and visited a body of water.
Mm-hmm.
Where did we go?
We went to Lake Irvine.
Yeah, which was very low. I think the drought here in California, the water is very low in that lake.
It's getting pretty serious. Yeah.
Yeah. Which also impacted your camping trip that we can talk about a little bit later on.
Yeah. All right, let's try Sokosani sparkling.
Sparkling first, okay, yeah.
Get the taste back in our mouth.
I've been enjoying this water quite a bit.
Same. Well, not for the past 2 weeks because I haven't had the ability to have it.
What kind of water did they have at your camp?
Just tap water.
Regular tap?
Yeah. And when we had meals in the dining hall, there was sparkling water.
They had sparkling water there, really?
It was in a soda machine.
Okay.
You could select sparkling water.
Yeah, did you select it?
Yeah. I had it quite a bit.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Welcome home.
Thank you. Oh, I miss that taste.
Mm.
Ooh.
It just doesn't taste like regular water. It's so much more.
It's so much more.
So while we're enjoying this water, why don't you give us a story from your camp?
Story from our from my camp.
A water-related story.
Well, I could tell you. I could tell you what activities that were there. Like what activities were there. I don't really have many stories to tell on the podcast. But it was awesome. They kept us so occupied all the time. It was great. They They normally have lake activities, but since this year there's a drought, the water in the lake is down, so we couldn't do any of those, but we still got to play in a pool and stuff like that.
So you missed out on, like, the water skiing and wakeboarding and jet ski type activities because they can't go on the lake, right?
Yeah, but it was, I still had a ton of fun. They had this ropes course thing that's, like, really tall, like 50 feet tall. And you climb all the way to the top, and you're strapped into this harness thing, right? So if you fall, they can
sounds like catch vertigo you. Would kick in for me.
Oh yeah, and they make it wobble on purpose.
Oh really?
Like they don't have it in fully, so like yeah. When you get to the top, if the wind blows, you start wobbling a bit.
Do you get like that nervous feeling in the pit of your stomach when you're up that high?
Oh, it's terrifying.
And were people watching?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's super exhausting because you have to climb all the way up there. You don't get, like, dragged up, so you have to, like, use the staples and maneuver around stuff to get to the top. And so you get up there, and you, like, stand there, you hang on to something there, and you catch your breath, and then you go across whatever it is you're going across. So either that's, like, a cargo net, which I did, which is, like, basically just a big rope net, that's strung across two different poles, yeah. And you just climb across it, and it's extremely high up, and it is terrifying, and very fun.
James, did you conquer that ropes course?
Not as much as other people. I did some stuff, but some people got to do everything, and that was like that's kind of
like
insane.
You didn't get to the highest level obstacles on there.
I didn't do. There's a thing called the milkshake, which is super hard, apparently. It was, like, an option to do one day, and I decided not to go. I went to something else instead.
Yeah.
And apparently it's, like, extremely difficult. Ooh, Axel is...
What's your bottle cap rating on this Sokasani sparkling?
Mm. Well, I love it. It's so good. I'm going to say 9.5 out of 10, because I want to try the still. I've given this 10 out of 10 before.
Yeah.
I want to try the still, and I'll change my rating back if it's not as good.
I'm going to give it a 9. I would only give it a 10 if it was in a better packaging, if it wasn't in plastic.
Okay.
Now, what's that noise I hear?
I don't know. What do you hear?
Is it,
New water alert! New water alert! New water alert! New water alert!
It is Sokasani,
blah, blah, blah.
Sokasani still.
Sokasani still water. God. Premium drinking water. So this is our new water alert. Never been on the podcast before.
Never. Somehow.
Well, let's get into it, James. Let's crack it open and try it. And then I want to hear more about camp.
This bottle's a little bigger than, quite a bit bigger, actually, than the other Sokasani bottle. It's, 1 liter is 1,000 milliliters, right?
Yep.
I'm an idiot? Okay.
You got it.
Yeah, so it's double the size of the Sokasani sparklings that we normally get.
This is a 1 liter size?
It's a 1 liter. And,
It's a nice bottle.
Again, beautiful packaging. Just wish it wasn't plastic.
Is it going in the bottle collection?
For sure.
Do you have a Sokasani up there already?
I have a Sokasani sparkling up there, I'm pretty sure. Maybe not.
Maybe not. I don't see it. So both these can go up there.
Yeah.
We'll have to put a picture on our Insta of your bottle cap collect or your bottle collection too.
Yeah. All right. I got it open now. Let's see.
Give us a nice pour. Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
It looks thick. The water, right?
Yeah. We can pour ourselves some more if we want.
Sure.
It's a nice and smooth water. Very mineral rich. Very luxurious.
Let's try it. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, that's wow. Different. It's very different.
That's very different.
I like it.
It's delicious.
It's very good. It's very good. It's like, it fills up your mouth, you know? Like, it, it coats your mouth. It's like, feels silky.
Yeah.
Silky smooth. And high minerality.
It's incredibly smooth. It's a great water.
I think I prefer the sparkling.
I feel the same
you
way.
You do too?
I'm changing Sokosani Sparkling to a 10 out of 10.
Uh-huh.
This is going to 9.
A 9 on the still?
9 on the still.
I'm going to have to pour myself some more of this one, James.
Yeah,
this is really good. Do you want some more?
Let me finish my glass and then sure. It's delicious, but I prefer the sparkling for sure.
I'm filled my podcast glass all the way up to the top on this one.
Mm. That's so good.
Hydration.
Yeah, so more about camp. We have some insane topics today.
Right? Well, I wanted to ask you, how were the evenings at camp?
The evenings? What do you mean?
Like when the sun went down, what happened?
Oh, well, we had a thing called campfire, which was awesome. Basically, you go to this, place. It's outdoors. It's, they have, like, some... It's not bleachers. It's, like, wooden benches.
Uh-huh.
And it's, like...
A stage.
There's a stage, and then there's wooden benches surrounding it, and then there's a little campfire in the middle. And they do skits and songs and, like, cheers and all of that, and it's a really nice, fun way to end off the night. And you feel like a big family. I actually really enjoyed it.
That's really cool, James. And I guess they had to do some fire safety. Like, they don't have a real fire. They have a special gas fire
They have, a gas campfire thing instead of, like, burning wood.
That's good.
But it's still really cool.
Really cool.
It's a nice way to end off the evening. You go to bed after, maybe play some cards with your cabin mates.
Yeah. And you stayed in a cabin, in bunk beds?
Uh-huh.
You were on the top?
Top bunk,
That's always the right move, right? Why is the top bunk better than the bottom bunk?
I'm not saying that.
You're not
saying?
You
can say it. Not classy.
There's many ways, you know. You can either take the bottom bunk or the top bunk. I've always been a top bunk kind of guy. Mainly because I don't want to smell the farts.
Exactly. That's why I'm not saying... Okay.
You get a bunch of dudes in a little cabin, it can get a little stinky.
Oh my god.
Was it stinky?
Yeah. We had actually, kind of funny, there was like a rotting orange under someone's bed.
Ew.
And they had to evacuate the cabin because it started smelling so terrible.
I thought you weren't allowed to have food in the cabin.
And we had this deodorant thing, right? For like the bathroom and stuff, and we took it and I was sniffing the deodorant to move around.
Ugh.
Like up against my nose.
Did you get a gag reflex?
No, it wasn't that. It smelled like a skunk had sprayed our room. It was terrible. But I mean, we got it cleaned. We got the smell gone. It was all good.
Well, we sure did miss you while you were away.
I missed you guys too.
But we're glad that you had a great time.
Amazing time. They had so much cool stuff, even without the lake activities. Like I said about the ropes.
Yeah. Go-karts.
And, they had go-karts. They had mini bikes,
uh-huh.
Which if you don't know what those are, they're just like...
mini dirt bikes?
They're mini dirt bikes, exactly. so much
skate
fun.
Park.
They had a skate park, and they had scooters
and
skateboards for people to use.
Basketball and soccer.
Basketball, soccer, just like...
The pool.
All this fun stuff. The pool that had water polo and pool hoops, which is basketball inside of a pool.
You're pretty good at that, right?
Yeah. I'm okay. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. The food was good.
Yeah.
Food was good, which is...
Aside from the sparkling water, what else did you have?
Hmm. Well, we weren't allowed to have soda, so we made, like, concoctions of what we were allowed to have.
Yeah.
My go-to was, like, some ice and then fill it up, like, partially with sparkling water, right?
Uh-huh, yep.
Like, up to where the ice is and then, like, a little more. And then add lemonade and then top with, like, a little bit of Powerade, blue Powerade.
Okay, that sounds good.
It was really tasty, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just, like, I don't know. It was a lot of fun. I'm going to go again next year. So, well, if we're still doing this, probably will be another 3-week hiatus.
It must have been really, really hot up there.
It was.
So, how did you guys stay hydrated?
Well, they had these, like, 10-gallon water jugs all around the campus.
Yeah, with ice?
With ice.
Yeah.
Sometimes they were empty, which sucked.
It's like water stations like you would find on a golf course or something, right? Where you can fill your bottle from it.
It's the Gator, like the, you know, on like football fields and like baseball and stuff, the Gatorade jugs, like that.
Yeah, and you push the little button and the water comes out.
Yeah, exactly. And,
And nobody caught the COVID at camp?
Nobody caught COVID. There was a little sickness going on right now. I still have it. I don't know if you can tell. You probably can. I'm a little congested. I'm feeling better now, though. I'm feeling better. Not 100%. But I think by tomorrow I will be. So that's nice.
Good. Any final thoughts on camp?
On camp? Yeah, it was awesome. If you live in, like, SoCal in general, really, it's kind of, like, in the middle of SoCal.
Do you want to give them a plug?
Yeah, Cannon Creek Summer Camp in Lake Hughes, California is a summer camp in Lake Hughes, California. That is good.
Is that what the hoodie says, too?
The hoodie says Cannon Creek is a summer camp in Lake Hughes, California. So they have great merch. And one of the things of merch that they have is a black hoodie with white bold text that says Cannon Creek is a summer camp in Lake Hughes, California. And that's, like, the entire thing. And it's great. It's amazing.
You know what we need? We need some merch for our podcast.
We need merch. It's expensive, though, to make.
Is it really? But we can make some money on it, right?
I mean, we could drop ship.
Yeah.
We could drop ship. We can make some, like, drop shipping merch, I guess.
Let's look into it.
I'm not talented at that, though. So
you're good at the graphics, though. You designed our podcast logo and all that.
Made our podcast logo, but, I mean, I guess maybe we could chef up something.
Yep.
I don't know if we'll get sales, though. If we get 3 sales, we'll do a... If we end up doing that and we get more than, like, 5 sales, we'll do a, like, hour-long podcast extravaganza thing.
I bet you we can get over 100 sales.
We don't even get 100 listeners.
Sure we do.
Well, not weekly listeners.
We have thousands of listeners, James.
We have thousands of downloads.
That's pretty good.
It is good. It's good. I'm very happy that people actually, like, listen to us ramble on for, like, 30 to an hour.
And thank you to everybody that's listening. We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. We very much do. We also appreciate the people who make these awesome waters and let us try them and stuff because it's tasty.
And James, do you appreciate surprises?
I do appreciate surprises. And I got a big one yesterday. Gigantic one.
A gigantic surprise when you got home from summer camp?
Yeah, and I'm staring at it right now and I'm very happy and my heart is very warm. And I, yeah.
So what do you got?
Basically, little known fact about me. I don't know if I've mentioned this. I've probably mentioned it a couple times on the podcast before. I love axolotls, one of my favorite animals. They're these little reptile salamander things that live underwater. And they're very cute, a little stupid, a little blind.
Why stupid? I think they're pretty smart.
They're not the smartest. They're not the sharpest tool in the shed, but
they're reptiles.
They're very cute, and I love them. And
it's also called a Mexican walking fish.
Yes, it is. And they are beautiful. One of my dream pets is to have one. And I came back from summer camp a little tired, a little drowsy, and I was kind of confused what was going on because you guys were looking at each other like, do you have the phone? Do you have it? I was like, what's happening? And then I walk into my room and I see a fish tank. I see a little bit of decor and I see an axolotl. An albino axolotl. And I was so happy. I'm so happy. His name is Axel, A-X-O-L.
Axel Rose.
So creative. So creative. Amazing name.
Like the lead man in Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, and he's moving right now. He's very cute. He's in our podcast studio, aka my room. We have like a bunch of decor in his fish tank now, making sure that he's fine. You know, everything.
Well, and James, I thought one of the things that would be good, you're at a good age now to take care of a pet. Mm-hmm. And this one's not too difficult, but there's a lot to learn.
Yeah.
Especially about his environment, because you're in control of his environment, his water.
Yeah.
So it has to be the right pH. Mm-hmm. Has to be balanced with the right biomass in it to support him. And then it needs to be cleaned.
Uh-huh.
It has to be also, what, the right temperature. And these guys like it cold. So how are we managing that?
So what we have is, because chillers are way too oddly expensive, like, they can run you thousands of dollars sometimes, which is borderline ridiculous. We have a fan that's... We have his tank a little open, and we have a fan that's blowing cold air into his little ecosystem there. And then we also have a thermometer to measure the temperature, and then we also have an ice pack that we switch out, what, like twice a day?
No, like once a day or every second day, depending. We want to keep him nice and cold, definitely below 70 degrees.
Because the ideal temperature is in between 60 and 65.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, that's cold. So we got to keep him at the right temperature.
It's been a little warm where we live here in California, so we're just augmenting that a little bit to keep him nice and cool.
Uh-huh, and then we got to switch out the water.
Mm-hmm.
You might be seeing a lot of photos of Axel on the Insta soon.
Yep, I've got some test strips here as well that we can test the water with.
Yeah.
To test all the different things on it for its pH. Can open this up and tell you what else it tests for you here.
He's so cute. They don't have the best eyesight, so it's better to keep them in very dim light, which is what we're doing.
So these test strips will test the nitrate, the total hardness of the water, the chlorine in the water, and of course you want it very low chlorine, no chlorine.
Mm-hmm.
The alkalinity of the water and the pH. Should we stick one in and see how our water's doing?
Sure. So how exactly do we want the water to be?
Well, it's really easy on here because it tells you. So you're looking at this freshwater chart, and the way this works, James, is you you dip it in the water.
All right.
And you shake it around for about 5 seconds. Okay.
He's looking at you, putting the strip in the water.
Yep.
Oh.
Okay. Take it out. Wait a second. And then what you're going to do is you're going to match it up on all these lines.
Yeah.
And read off the closest to where you are, and it's going to tell you. So you can start at the top one.
All right.
Does it say safe?
Match it up.
Top one is what, nitrates?
Nitrates. It is, yeah, safe.
What about the second one?
Caution.
Yeah.
So it's not exactly safe, but it's the one next to it.
No, it's good. The second one is that one.
Yeah, there. Yeah.
It's right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
No caution. Okay. Yeah.
And then.
Hardness. What do you got? Soft.
No. Well, hard.
Hard. Okay.
Is that good?
Not very hard, but hard. It's okay.
Okay, total chlorine.
Zero.
That is none, which is good.
Yep.
That would be concerning if it was anything above that.
Yep, and the alkalinity?
Alkalinity, you want high alkalinity, right?
Well, we want it to be in the safe area, moderate. Is that
moderate.
Where it's at?
It's
ideal,
an ideal
right here.
It's an ideal.
Yep.
Perfect, okay.
Good. And then the pH?
The pH is... alkaline.
Is it alkaline or a little neutral?
Why it's like pink. There's no pink on there.
I think it's neutral.
Like around neutral. Okay.
So we're going to have to learn how to adjust our pH and our alkalinity. Part of what we can do is different additives to the water. Like this is aquarium salt.
Uh-huh.
So you can put a little bit of that in to adjust it. And then we've also got water conditioner here.
Yeah.
AquaSafe that adjusts it, and I've ordered some other chemicals too to help us manage the water, but he's looking pretty good right now.
Yeah, he looks like he's vibing right now. He's using his oddly shaped gills to kind of breathe. He's just chilling on the sand.
We'll have to put a picture of him up on the Insta.
Yeah, we added some new decor to his tank today, and he seems very, very happy with it.
Yep.
Oh yeah, he's really enjoying it.
Now he's walking along the bottom.
Uh-huh. He looks so goofy. It's funny. What they do is they kind of, like, they lay on the sand, and then they just kind of flap their limbs around until they start moving. And, like, sometimes they swim, but they really, they prefer to, like, oh, there we go. Oh, okay, back on the ground. They prefer to just kind of drag themselves along the sand.
Yeah. What does this guy like to eat?
He likes to eat bloodworms.
Yeah.
Small fish. And that's really, like, the main thing he likes to eat.
That's the main thing.
So we have some frozen bloodworms that we're keeping in our freezer. And once every 2 days, we drop in a cube of that, and he eats it up.
And he's good to go.
And he's good to go.
Yeah, we can't put any other fish in that tank because he's going to eat them, right?
Uh-huh. Ooh, he's exploring the plants.
He sure is.
But maybe we could get some feeder fish for him, though.
Yeah,
at some
point. Could be.
I think that would be a nice treat for him, a live fish.
Ooh.
Ooh. His
arms and legs are weird. He looks like a cross between a tadpole and I don't know what.
Iguana. He looks like a big worm lizard. It's kind of funny, but he's cute. If you don't know what an axolotl looks like, you can search it up.
Or just look at our Instagram at the Bubbles Podcast.
Uh huh. Oh, that was a nice plug. Yeah. Oh, he's so cute.
Well, I missed these last couple of weeks not being able to do a podcast with you, James.
Yeah, I miss seeing you. I miss seeing all our pets as well. We have 5 pets now.
Wow.
That's insane.
Can you name them all?
Yeah, of course. No, I don't know the names of our pets.
Start from oldest to youngest.
Oldest to youngest? All right. Well, we got Emma, then Getota.
Emma the Chihuahua.
And then we got Getota, the Maine Coon.
Yeah.
Then we have Tito.
Who's Pedactyl?
Pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl?
Pterodactyl?
6 toes on each foot, right?
Yeah.
And then who?
And then Tito McBeato, the tabby cat.
Tabby cat, yeah.
And then Ziggy the Piggy.
Ziggy the Piggy, which is actually a doggy.
Yeah, and he, we call him Ziggy the Piggy because he has pink skin. And he's also, he kind of like moves like a pig. He's like not, he's kind of clumsy.
Yeah, a little clumsy, but he's very sweet.
And then now we have Axel. Axel Rose. The legendary rocker.
Yep.
Also known as Axl Rose, the axolotl.
Axolotl.
Yeah.
Wow. It's a lot of animals to take care of.
It is. But we can do it. We can manage it. He's giving me a death stare. Hi. He's like really staring at me.
Aww. So what's next up for the summer at James? How much time do you have left on summer before you have to head back to school?
I still have like a whole month, and I don't have any camp, so I'm going to be chilling at home, doing some exercise, taking care of the pets, staring at a salamander for 3 hours a day. Yeah.
Cool. And what's on for the rest of today?
Recovery from my cold, probably. Just like chilling in bed, chilling at the computer. Yeah.
You watching any of the Olympic games? The 2020 Olympics?
Yeah, I'm probably going to see some of it.
It's the 2020 Olympics in 2021.
Yeah, I know. They didn't want to change the stuff. Well, they just decided to keep it.
I guess so.
Look at that. That's the first... Happening live on the podcast right now is the first time we've seen him entering this new decor piece we got.
It's like
tank.
A cave?
It's like a little cave thingy, and he's exploring it now. That's awesome.
They don't like light, right?
They don't really... They're not a huge fan of bright light. So he's chilling in the cave right now. I think he enjoys it. His eyesight's not the best, but it's okay because we love him. Oh, he's just like slowly crawling into the cave. That's so cute.
Very cool.
All right. Well, do you have any other topics?
I can't think of any topics right now, James, but I did want to again thank the listeners for listening to our podcast, the Bubbles Podcast.
Yeah.
If they want to get in touch with us, how would they go about doing that, James?
Well, they could look at our Instagram at the Bubbles Podcast. They'll see photos of water and salamanders now.
Yes.
The
occasional pet.
The occasional pet. Yeah, or maybe not so occasional now that we have a new one.
Yep.
And then also, you can Gmail us or email us, whatever you want to call it, at thebubblespodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
What
about on Anchor?
On Anchor, there's a little voice message button at the top of your screen. If you're listening on Anchor, you can press that, send us a voice message. We'll get a notification, and then we can feature you on the podcast that way. And
don't forget to rate and review us. And
yes.
How many stars do we like to get?
We like 5. Do it for Axel. Do it for Axel.
Do it for Axel. Give us the 5 stars.
Yeah.
And a little shout-out review helps us grow our audience.
Yes, it does. Wherever you're listening, Apple Music.
Yep.
Spotify. Can you even rate us on Spotify?
I think so.
Okay. Rate us on Spotify.
Did you get enough water, James?
Actually, I was going to go back for some Sokosani sparkling.
Want sparkling? Okay, I'll have the steel. You have the sparkling.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Oh, wait. I still have. I still have some steel, actually. All right. Well, I guess without further ado, I'm James.
And I'm Steve.
And that's Axel.
And this has been another episode of...
Bubbles! Why are you so unenthusiastic?